This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from beautiful Bellevue, Washington State, is he's arguably the most effective Second Amendment advocate and the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. His name is Alan Gottlieb. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be with you again, Bill.
The pleasure is mine. So let's go back over a few things that you have been sending me, because I'm on the mail list and I get to see all these things. Joe Biden is quite fond of repeatedly talking about how throughout the history of the United States, we've always been restricted as to what kind of guns we could own. I mean, why is this something he repetitively says when he gets fact-checked by Washington Post on that one?
Yeah, well, they've given him a number of Pinocchios for some of his statements. One that bothers me the most is when he keeps saying that, you know, founding fathers, incorporated our country, so to speak, that you weren't able to own a cannon. Well, I think nobody really cares about owning a cannon today, but the fact is there was no prohibition against owning a cannon.
Right.
So he tries to use these red herring arguments to try and derail gun rights, but with making these outrageous statements, which is just totally false.
Is it easier for him to remember in his desiccated state? That one, because he likes to say that a lot.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he keeps saying, and he keeps getting fact-checked, and he keeps getting smashed for lying to the American public. When it comes to guns, the other one that's a great one, it keeps saying that, you know, gun companies can't be sued. Well, that's not true either. They just can't be frivolously sued.
Right.
They get, you know, if a product is in fact, you know, faulty, and somebody gets injured or hurt, they can definitely be sued. What he wants, though, is that allow people to sue the firearms industry if somebody else goes out and misuses a gun. Rather than suing the criminal, as an example, sue the gun company. That's a whole different story, and that doesn't exist in any kind of tort law in the United States. The manufacturer who manufactures a legal, you know, item is quote unquote doesn't get sued for it. So again, he makes things up out of, you know, whole cloth.
Why doesn't the gun industry go out and approach various people that make cars and in-ground pools and all these other things that kill people and have a little powwow with them and say, you know, if they do this to us, you know what that's going to open up?
Well, you know, over time it probably would open those things up, but other people don't feel as threatened as, you know, gun rights supporters, Second Amendment people, the firearms industry is under constant attack. That's the difference.
Constant attack, that's true enough. Do you think right now, as far as I know, with the right licenses, you can buy tanks? I mean, there's some guy in the United States that owns a Harrier jet.
Well, you know, Bill, in all honesty, the federal government sells off tanks as military surplus to people right now. And there are people that own them as collector's items or own them just because they want to, you know, drive around on their, you know, on their ranch with them for fun. And when's the last time a tank got used in a crime?
Probably the last time it got stolen from a National Guard armory. I don't remember when that was, but I mean, there was one time where some lunatic got in one and they had to jump in it and deal with him. But it's not a very commonplace kind of thing. Do you think the nation, with all of these new gun owners, are beginning to see through these little red herrings and straw men they keep throwing up there? Do you think they're beginning to understand that this has all been much ado trying to control their behavior?
I think Americans are learning that, particularly a lot of the new gun owners that were told it's easy to get a gun and buying a loaf of bread, and find out that it's not. But unfortunately, I think the attacks on gun owners are at an all-time high, and the other side is still desperate to ban and confiscate firearms. And as a result, I think what we're seeing is the arguments against gun ownership, the attacks on it, have intensified to an unbelievably crazy level.
Right.
And I think as a result of that, Americans need to double down to protect their rights, because let me tell you, there's a lot of people out there in places of government power. You've got a lot of people, the Bloombergs and Soroses of the world that have billions of dollars they're spending it to eradicate Second Amendment rights. It's at the point now that you've got to put it in the forefront. It's got to be extra important to every gun owner and Second Amendment supporter out there to defend your gun rights, because the battles are really waging at an unbelievably high level right now.
Right. Before we go into the first break and get into the next thing, I want to ask you a question, simply because I've been watching what's going on with all of this crazy reaction to Roe versus Wade, where they're talking about burning it all down. And, I mean, where you're at in Seattle, they've been burning a lot of things down for quite some time. They've never crossed over and come over into Bellevue, have they?
Actually, they have.
Have they? Okay.
On one of their crazy riots that the Antifa crowd and their friends did, they smashed up a bunch of windows in a mall. They broke up bulletproof drive-through tellers in a bank. They ripped off things. They did lots of property damage for about a 3-4 block square area. So they have come over here one time, and it was ugly.
And what slowed that down? What stopped it? What made it dissipate? Was it them? Was it the cops? What happened?
The Bellevue police were a lot more forceful about fighting back on it than the Seattle Police Department were.
Right.
And as a result, they were able to stop more damage from happening. And likewise, loss of life. But we did have one really serious problem one time.
Do you see this as this default to violence? Do you see that as a threat that might be real and might go beyond the blue cities?
I don't think it's going to go beyond the blue cities. But places like Seattle, particularly Portland, Oregon. We've seen, in other places around the United States. I'm very concerned about it. Not so much that it's going to spread further from the blue cities, but the blue cities sort of encourage it. The mayors of these big cities, anti-gun Democrats,
right,
seem to encourage it. They demonize the police a lot, and they encourage this unlawful behavior. It's a problem, and we all know it. Polling data shows it. That's one of the reasons, by the way. These riots, mass violence, the defunding of the police, the attack on gun rights, many of the reasons why people are going out and buying firearms.
Yeah, they are. They are indeed. I'm watching this, and this is like this sort of reminds me of George Floyd 2.0, the way they're trying to gin it up now. I mean, even Obama got out there and said, you shouldn't just go home and get back to your work. You should get out there and get on the ground. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, let's talk about this. There's your definition
I tell you what.
Of insurrection.
Yeah, hang on right there. We'll talk about that when we get back. I would love to talk about that with you. Alan is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, the most effective gun rights organization in the United States today. You should go there. You should join them. It is well worth your time. Plus, I suspect they'll encourage you to be an activist, which you still need to be. You still need to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Boys. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now I have the pleasure of speaking to Alan Gottlieb, the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. We just crossed over into talking about insurrection and such. Now, insurrection is actually where they try to use violence to take over the government, right? I mean, that's what they're, and that's what a lot of these Roe versus Wade people are calling for. They want to tear it down, burn it down, and start all over again.
Well, a lot of the anti-gun people want to do that as well, too, when things don't go their way.
Right.
Let's see what happens with the U.S. Supreme Court with the New York carry case that's before the Supreme Court right now. I believe they're going to rule in our favor. And when they do, let's see what the anti-gunners go out and do. The gun prohibition lobby in this country is probably going to come totally unglued, and I'm a little worried about a little violence happening then at that time.
Do you think, like one of the things they're talking about doing is a walk-by of the doxed conservative members of the Supreme Court, which I think is a very dangerous thing to put together?
Yeah, I'm worried it's going to be a little bit more than walk-by. Based on some of their rhetoric right now, again, it's ripping, it's shredding America's values to pieces. It's shredding our constitutional rights to pieces. To be honest about that, I call that insurrection. When I get, a Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi screaming to eradicate our Second Amendment rights, to me, that's insurrection by itself. That's a ripping
sure.
up our country.
Absolutely. The thing is, though, if they do that, and if they were to go there, and if they were to try to attack the Supreme Court justices, I'm going to presume, it'll be interesting if they have a little security detail around these people. Because if they don't normally, they should now. And if they don't and something happens to them, where does that go? I mean, this could, they seem to really be agitating for some sort of violence, some sort of confrontation.
Unfortunately, I think what you're saying is true. With the heated rhetoric and the divisions getting greater, Biden ran for president saying he was going to bring us all together. Well, he hasn't.
Right.
He divided us that much more. And whenever you have an economy in shambles like you're seeing now, violence goes up, automatically. All the warning signs why violence is increasing right now are all there. And quite frankly, they're all coming from the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to be the problem. But the other problem is that sooner or later, if they do try to do, I can see them being quite successful in the blue cities. They might even be successful around these Supreme Court justices, because I would imagine they live in Virginia and Maryland and all around the Capitol. I don't know where any of them live. Do you?
I don't, but, it's going to be the D.C. metro area. If they're in Virginia or Maryland, it's still the D.C. metro area.
Now, who has the jurisdiction over their safeguarding? Is it the Capitol Police, who, those are a bunch of fun guys, or is it D.C. Metro Police?
I don't really know at this point.
Yeah, me either.
If it's in front of the Supreme Court, it's probably the Capitol Police, not the, D.C. Police. I don't know. I really don't know for sure. But, let's face it, all of America right now feels uneasy. And the main reason we feel uneasy is what we see happening in our streets.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the problem, and they're already seeing the pushback on this, right? So I look at the Sorosian DAs, and I look at the bail reform, and I look at the pullback of the police, and the defunding of the police, and the vilifying of the police, and then all of the anti-gun regimes that are all in one place. You got all of those little things in one place, like a nutball from hell. And that was, in those areas, they already had this with all the gun control regime, but it's like they were trying to do this Cloud and Piven thing, except with safety, with public safety to me. They wanted to take it all down and burn it all down and then say, we can safeguard you if you give up gun rights or something. And instead, we got 15 million new gun owners on this. Every time they try this, it boomerangs on them. It doesn't work.
Exactly. We live in really scary times right now, and I hate to say it, but it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And again, that's why so many people got so many new millions of first-time gun buyers. they feel it too, and they're being driven to go out and get the means to protect themselves. You can't count on the police. Not that the police are bad, but the problem is they're defunded. There's less of them. They're demonized. Their hands are tied. And then even if they catch somebody, the prosecutor, this George Soros funded prosecutors, let them out without bail, without bond, and they're out there committing crimes again. Even if it was a gun crime, and then we get held responsible for the gun crimes, and they want to take away our guns because, liberal anti-gun district attorneys let gun criminals out on the street without bond or bail commit more crimes. It's just, the whole world is upside down.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And I think where they're going to run into the problem is that sooner or later, these citizens are going to get so scared that they are going to start pushing back. They're going to start, and I would expect it to be in some place like Seattle or Portland, where they've been putting up with it for so long. When the Antifa boys come out in their blackout clothing, they might be surrounded all of a sudden by a bunch of just regular people.
I think, and also, unfortunately, too many regular people have moved out of places like Seattle.
Have they?
Portland,
okay.
And those who moved in are the crazies that want that kind of environment to live in.
Gotcha.
It's really a problem. I mean, right now, I bet you in Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, it's next to impossible to recruit new police officers to replace old ones that are retiring, because nobody wants to, as a police officer, work in those kind of environments.
I can see how that might be a thing. I understand why you don't have SAF in the middle of Seattle, too. I get it. What foresight you had, Alan, to have done things this way. Speaking of Second Amendment Foundation, they do the work. They go into court. They bring the offenders into court. They take the offenders and turn them into defenders because they have to defend in a court of law, in front of a judge, and defend their anti-constitutional messing about when it comes to gun law and the various anti-gun things that they do. And they're always doing it. They're always in multi-areas. They're always in multi-cities, multi-states doing it. And this is why you need to be involved, because nobody else does this kind of work. It's one thing to get out there and be filing amicus briefs saying, yeah, me too, we agree. It's quite another thing to be on the tip of the spear getting out there and putting it together. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is cheering the latest jobs report.
We have a strong job market. 95% of the jobs that were lost pre-pandemic are back. We still have some work to do. We saw great gains in manufacturing.
The economy added 428,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh saying most of the jobs lost during the height of the pandemic have returned. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is blasting leaks about U.S. intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Kirby calling it unconscionable, adding it's hard to see how it's helpful for sources to be talking to reporters about intelligence that's being provided to help defend Ukraine. Today is National Nurses Day, which first started being recognized back in 1974. USA Radio News. The FDA is issuing a warning regarding a COVID-19 vaccine.
U.S. regulators on Thursday strictly limited who can receive Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine due to the ongoing risk of rare but serious blood clots. FDA officials said in a statement that they decided to restrict J&J's vaccine after taking another look at the data on the risk of life-threatening blood clots within 2 weeks of vaccination. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police are increasing the reward for the capture of an Alabama corrections officer and the jailed killer she's accused of helping escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton saying the reward is now over $20,000, and he feels like their capture won't be easy.
I think this was a very well thought out plan, and we're sort of at a loss.
Singleton speculated the two whites, no relation, may have had a jailhouse romance. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Alan Gottlieb. He is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. Let's talk about Von Hilliard, shall we, sir? He went out there. He bought 2 Poly 80 firearm kits. I guess he bought the pistol kits. And then he turned them over to agents within the Attorney General's office in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, and got help turning them into fully functional firearms, which you cannot do unless they're serialized. And they were finished and they were fired on camera. How many laws did they break with that one? We still got Alan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
You got me?
I got you.
Okay. Let's first say identify this person was, I believe, an ABC or NBC. Excuse me,
NBC reporter. Newspaper, yes, sir.
Reporter. So this was done as a media stunt, and the laws you just mentioned were broken, but so were other ones. I mean, the fact that in Pennsylvania, you can't transfer a gun to anybody without going through a licensed dealer, which wasn't done after the gun was made, and the AG's office either transferred to him or he transferred to the AG's officer back and forth. And he was out of state. He was from New York. And so, again, he's in Pennsylvania, and so a bunch of laws were broken by being, you know, out of state. There were a number of other ones as well. But, you know, again, the Pennsylvania Attorney General, you know, prosecutes gun owners all the time. But when they break the law, it's okay. And that's the hypocrisy that really bothers me. When the people who are meant to enforce the laws are breaking the laws and they get away with it, it's disgusting.
So do they have universal background checks in Pennsylvania?
Yes, they do.
Really? Okay. I did not know that. I should have known that.
Well, it depends on how you define universal.
Okay.
But in this particular case, the background check would apply.
Okay. So, now, this happened before there was a Poly 80 kit used in New York in a murder, if I'm getting my timeline correct. This is sort of an assault on Poly 80 kits, while at the same time they're making out like everybody's all these criminals are going out and buying these things. There's gazillions of them out there when most of the, quote, ghost guns are actually factory-built guns that have had the serial numbers scratched off. So is this just more of the bag of tricks?
Yeah. By the way, illegally as well, when you do that, you're breaking the law.
Right.
Okay, and there are already laws on the books to do that. What this really is an assault, an attack on being able to make your own firearm. They really want you to buy your gun from a licensed gun dealer where the gun gets recorded and registered and the government knows that you own it. In this case, if you build your own gun, the government doesn't know that you own it. It's not illegal to do that. It's perfectly legal right now, but they want to stop that because they're realizing that as gun control is getting stricter and stricter, more people are making and building their own firearms, so the government doesn't know they have them. And, of course, that means gun control won't work because the
right.
government won't know who's got the guns. And
right.
the confiscation won't work because they wouldn't be able to go confiscate them when they want to.
Right.
And people are doing it more and more. As the laws get stricter and stricter, you're going to see more people making their own firearms. So this is, again, a product of the anti-gun movement that they've created demand for this. Now they realize, oops, got to crack down on it.
So have you been monitoring how many of these conversion switches, their 3D printing for the Glock 17 to turn it into a fully automatic pistol? Have you seen that?
No, but again, if you made it as a fully automatic pistol, that would be illegal, and there are already laws on the books against that.
Right.
You know,
right.
So again, when they're screaming about this and go enforce the current law that you have, the bottom line is they use it to try and wedge in to get new laws. One of the things the anti-gun movement does in this country is there's a heavy disconnect between what they're proposing, either what the laws are or what they're going to do or accomplish. And it happens all the time. You know, if somebody uses a handgun in a crime and you get Biden screaming to ban assault weapons. And nothing makes any sense. You get somebody who committed a crime and bought their gun legally and went through a background check. He screams for better background checks. Well, they already passed the background check. There's a disconnect between what they want and, quote, unquote, what the laws are or what's going to get done. And that's part of the problem. Also, we're seeing a significant decrease overall in prosecuting violent criminals or keeping them behind bars. Again, Chicago is a great example. There's a number of people that commit gun crimes in Chicago, and the next day they're back out on the street again with no bail and no bond. And what do they do? They get another gun illegally, and they go
sure.
kill somebody, rob somebody,
sure.
or rape somebody.
Yeah. I mean, these – and the fact that all these things you're talking about happening, all of these illegal shenanigans, doesn't that sort of put the nail in the theory – of gun control as a means for crime control? Because
it sure does.
Yeah.
And Bill, the American people know that. Every poll that's done shows that nobody believes gun control is going to work or solve any problems. In fact, many of the gun prohibitionists in this country, when they go push these various laws, will say, well, it's not going to stop all these crimes, but it might stop one. Or, we don't care how many people who are law-abiding, it stops from having guns to defend themselves. They never want to talk about that. But, quote-unquote, it's like, if we just pass one more law, maybe all the ones we pass don't work, this one will all of a sudden work. The American people get it, though. They know that's fancy land. And even a lot of people who in the polling data are for gun control, be the first people to tell you it doesn't work.
Well, how can they be for gun control and be for bail reform at the same time?
Especially when it's a person getting out on bail who's a violent criminal.
On a gun violation. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see one or the other, but I can't see both.
I know. I always ask people this question, what has four legs and chases cats? And I think I've done it with you maybe once before. And of course, the first thing they say, is a dog. And I say, no, I'm sorry. In this case, it's Mrs. Katz and her attorney. And I think not everything appears to be the way it is. And in gun control, that's really the way it really is. And you know, just a couple of quick examples. You know, when Bill Clinton, banned so-called assault weapons when he was president, signed the ban into law, which had a 10-year sunset provision.
Right.
In the 6 months or so before it went into effect, they sold a 10-year supply of assault weapons, you know, in 6 months.
Yep.
And so what did they do? They didn't get guns off the street. They put more guns so-called on the street.
Right.
So how about the Brady Bill when you had when it was part of the national waiting period before we had the instant check system? They thought it was a great idea because it made it more difficult. If you had to go back in a gun store a second time to get the gun after waiting for a waiting period, you sell less guns. You know, well, what happened? It didn't work out that way. Your gun stores don't always get a lot of foot traffic. If you had to go back in a second time, the odds are you bought a second gun, and that's what happened. They sold more guns, not less guns.
Yeah.
So what about when we had some of the bans in the country to ban, you know, lower caliber, cheaper handguns that weren't so deadly, but quote unquote, they called them Saturday night specials because criminals could get them because they were cheaper. But what happened? Criminals got more expensive, higher caliber guns that were more accurate, and the death rate from gunfire went up, not down.
Yep.
Everything in this thing is, some things don't appear the way they are, and everything in the gun control battle works that way.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you would. We got one more break. Alan Gottlieb is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's also the head of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which we'll talk about all the other organizations that fall in your umbrella, because I know there's more than I can remember. But this is really boots on the ground advocacy of a type nobody else is doing today. Nobody else is doing to this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Nine Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, you guys have gotten involved in the Yakutake versus Hawaii case, which is another young case, sort of.
Young attorney who filed it, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about the young case that Beck filed. I mean, there's been a lot of people going after Hawaii here lately because Hawaii's worse than New Jersey, aren't they?
Yeah, Hawaii may have the worst gun laws for sure in the country. The case here that we're talking about that we filed an amicus brief in help support at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was actually won at the trial court level. And the state of Hawaii is appealing it. What happens, I'm not sure if it's exactly right, but in Hawaii, in order to buy a gun in, like, say, in Honolulu, you have to go to the police department and fill out an application, go through a background check, and get a permit to take the purchase to the gun dealer. You have to bring the permit to the gun dealer, who then, will sell you the gun, but there's, a waiting period before you can take it out or whatever. And taking the permit to the gun store is only good for a very limited amount of time. I think it might be like 10 days or 14 days. Then you have to bring the gun back to the police department after this is all done, and have the police department, look at the gun, register back again with the gun after you've already, basically done it the first time with the background check and the registration at the gun store. You got to bring it back to the, police station another time. This is all done to pile up all kinds of roadblocks for the lawful legitimate gun ownership to discourage gun ownership in Hawaii, which is obviously discouraging gun ownership is an infringement. And so they sued under Second Amendment grounds. They won at the trial court level, and now it's appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We're hoping the appeals court reaffirms the lower court and takes that out because there's too many burdens, too many hoops you have to jump through to be a lawful gun owner. And there's no reason for it. The government at trial, state of Hawaii, could not give the judge any reasonable explanations why there was any public interest or anything that helps public safety in making somebody who's purchasing a gun to jump through all these hoops over and over again, back and forth, just to buy the same gun.
With all of this stuff they got in the way, what is crime like in Hawaii? Is crime... I'm sure there's a lot of drug use in Hawaii because living on one of those islands, even if you go on a drive after going for a drive, after you do it once, it's the same thing over and over again. I'm sure there's a lot of drug use there. What about regular violent crime? Is that a big thing there?
I believe the violent crime, the problem is in Honolulu where the population base is. As you get
right.
to rural areas, just like, rural America, crime goes way, way down. And they also have a lot of transient population, in Honolulu as well, and a lot of tourist, population. So when you add all that together, Honolulu is not the safest place in the world.
No. How do they, recently I saw Macron out of France. He got out there and said, I don't want to see any self-defense in France. That's just like the Wild West. They need to rely on the police. And I'm sure Trudeau feels the same way. How does, those are two foreign leaders. How does Hawaii feel about self-defense? Would they rather not have any self-defense happening there?
Well, there's a definitely anti-self-defense, contingent, in government in Hawaii. But, it's hard to argue against the right of self-defense. Most people are going to tell you, almost everybody's going to tell you, you have a right of self-defense. They just don't want you to have the means to do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I was involved in the martial arts. I'm ex-military. I was involved in the martial arts. There was a time when if somebody came to me, I'd be like, no, I don't have to shoot you. I can just twist you apart if it came down to it. But that time has passed. And now I've got a nice divot in my chest and a few other things that have happened, which has taken my bar and lowered it quite a bit. So no more hand-to-hand combat for me. And imminent bodily harm or injury is a real thing if anybody gets mad at me. So I'm glad I don't live in Hawaii. But maybe this case with Mr. Yakutake and Mr. Kikukawa. I know how to pronounce these Japanese names if I just sound them out. Maybe they will. What do you think about this case? Is this a pretty strong case?
Well, yeah, it was won at the trial court level.
Right.
And now we're at the appeals court level. And what our amicus brief really argued in this is that if they put these same roadblocks up for other enumerated constitutional rights, they'd automatically be struck down.
Right.
And we used as an example, voting rights, and gave examples of court decisions in other areas on enumerated constitutional rights where none of these types of provisions would be allowed to stand, and were not allowed to stand.
Yeah. We'll have to pay attention to this. As we go forward and everything into this year, do you have any forecasts as far as in November?
Well, right now, I wish the November election were tomorrow, because there were an awful lot of gun grabbers to be thrown out of Congress and state legislatures
right.
all across the country. Between now and Election Day is still an eternity. But if the election were held today, the gun rights movement would score some major victories.
Will the Gruen case, now the Gruen case is coming up, which we ought to hear something about that next month. Would that have any bearing on this Hawaii case?
It might. That's the New York Carry case where the discretionary law that makes it next to impossible for anybody to get a license to carry a firearm for self-protection in the state of New York is being challenged. And I believe the Supreme Court is going to overturn it. The question is, how big an overturn will it be? Will the opinion just overturn that law, or will the opinion talk about other things like standard of review? Will it talk about your Second Amendment rights don't stop at your front door? Will it talk about how this right, even though taken into law in New York, how it would apply to other things like the law in Hawaii? And I think what's going to happen is we just don't know. We're going to win. I'm positive. The question is
right.
how big a win.
Right. Well, I think I'm hopeful that the thing about with this now, I mean, they've actually, whoever leaked the whole Roe thing, they've incensed John Roberts. I have a feeling John Roberts is going to be coming out there going, oh, well, you guys are coming. This is not going to happen while I'm the Chief Justice. I mean, he's out there thinking legacy and all this other stuff. He's going to,
Yeah, let me address that if I can a little bit. There's
sure,
no doubt.
Sure.
There's no doubt that the stealing and leaking the document aggravated John Roberts, and he's a no nonsense kind of guy, and he doesn't want to put up with that kind of stuff. When it comes to gun rights, you have to remember that John Roberts has voted twice since he's been on the court, or actually more than twice, but two landmark cases in support of gun rights. But he likes to move things incrementally, small steps at a time.
Right.
So he's not a person that I would expect to give us a yes on a big decision that would expand gun rights a whole lot. But I do expect him to not vote to knock out the law in New York. But I don't think he's for expansive rulings. He tends to take baby steps. And I think this would be one baby step he'd like to take in that direction, but not make it affect other gun laws that other states may have. We're hoping it goes further than that. And I think it has a good chance of doing that.
I guess we'll see. Maybe he'll be so angry at all of this stuff and them daring to come after their separation of power that maybe he'll be like, okay. Does that mean even when they started talking about packing the court, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out there going, are you guys crazy?
Yeah.
You guys can't do that. Don't be packing the court. Because then the court doesn't mean nothing. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Bill.
It is always good to have you, sir. Second Amendment Foundation. You can find them at saf.org. My friend Lee Williams, he writes. He's the investigative reporter over there. My friend Mark Walters works with him. Tom Gresham works with him. Cam Edwards is, they've got a veritable who's who of people looking at things all the time. A legal staff, almost peerless legal staff working on these things. It's quite the thing to behold. Thank you very much. Well, hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.